All right, how we doing, everybody? I'm your host, Will Reddington, and welcome to another episode of Red Talk. Season 3 of the Red Talk podcast is here. Another season of football is upon us, and we are so excited to unveil a few new sponsors here at Red Talk. The first being BetMGM Sportsbook, a world-class sports betting platform accessible online via the website or through the mobile app BetMGM Sportsbook, available in the Apple App Store. Sign up with BetMGM today using promo code PLAY1000, no spaces, PLAY1000, for a risk-free bet up to $1,000. The app works seamlessly. They have everything you could ever imagine on there. Player props, this guy to hit a home run, this guy to get a hit, baseball, basketball, soccer, tennis, futures bets, everything you can imagine. BetMGM Sportsbook, available on the Apple App Store. Also, Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is the newest and most innovative DFS app out there. Underdog lets you parlay multiple matchups like total yards, total bases, total points with specific players to turn a few dollars into hundreds of dollars. Use promo code UDPROMO22 for a free $100 bonus when you start playing. That's UD promo 22. Sign up now and turn game day into payday. And I wouldn't be me if I forgot O'Shea's Irish Pub. O'Shea's Irish Pub, 3 locations all around the Louisville area, Southern Indiana and Jeffersonville, 123 Main Street downtown, 956 Baxter Avenue near Bardstown Road. The best service, the best bar, the best vibes in the entire city. O'Shea's Irish Pub, doing better than ever, open late. Come see us. All right, let's get it going. Red Talk, we are back. AB Austin Bacon is here. I'm your host, Will Reddington, and it is conference championship weekend in the NFL. The final four, just 4 teams left. We have the San Francisco 49ers, the Philadelphia Eagles, the Kansas City Chiefs, and you guessed it, the Cincinnati Bengals, once again in the final four. It's going to be fun. What's going on, man? Any takeaways from last week? What were you thinking about last week?
I went into the weekend saying it was the best weekend in football, and then the games absolutely stunk all weekend. Cowboys-Niners was kind of entertaining, but really low scoring, and it kind of always felt like, well, I won't say the Cowboys were leading in the first half, but kind of always felt like the Niners were going to win. So very disappointing divisional round after an awesome wild card weekend. But this championship Sunday should be awesome. First time in only the third time in history, both spreads are under 3. This Bengals-Chiefs game just keeps bouncing back and forth from -2 to +2 for both teams. And I think these are the 4 best teams left. I think in November we said there were 6 teams that could win it all. These 4, the Cowboys and the Bills. I feel good about what we said. I think the Cowboys and the Bills are right below these 4 teams, but these 4 are clearly the best overall rosters in the NFL. I'm very excited. I hope we get 2 really good games, and there's not a bad possible Super Bowl matchup, so can't really complain too much.
Yeah, there really isn't. All 4 of these teams deserve to be here. You hit it on the head. You could kind of see it coming throughout the season. The Bengals had a slow start, but outside of that, these teams have kind of always been threats. The Niners have been through a lot at the quarterback position. They just keep finding a way. Eagles have been dominant, awesome, basically the entire season. The Chiefs are the Chiefs. NFL football, probably the only thing that'll have you dissecting videos of people walking around at practice trying to see if Mahomes' ankle is okay. I'm stunned,
absolutely stunned by that spread, which I'm sure we'll get into. But yeah, overall, the games this past weekend, kind of boring. The Cowboys were the only ones that really felt like they had a chance, which is crazy when you consider the Bengals and Bills played. The Jaguars kind of hung in there. There was two plays that really turned that game, but you never felt like they were actually going to win the game. The Cowboys, if they just score a touchdown at some point on all those drives they had, they might have advanced. And that, I think that made it entertaining in a sense. But at last play they ran was, yeah,
that was entertaining.
Funny, at least. Yeah, that was cool. I wish it would have worked. There was no way it could have worked.
I just want to see what they were.
Man, it'd been cool if it worked.
I mean, they were never going to score. That doesn't happen in the NFL. And when it does, it gets labeled stuff like the Miami Miracle. You see it happen in college all the time, but it just doesn't happen in the NFL, especially against probably the best defense in the NFL. But, yeah, I really want to know what their plan was with Zeke. I guess he was going to snap it, and they just thought they weren't going to rush anybody, and then he was going to, like, run over to that big group of receivers and be, like, in the back of it. But, yeah, hilarious play. The Cowboys always not only find a way to lose, but find a hilarious way to end, like, last year when they just ran out of time because – Dak slid down and they had no timeouts and couldn't spike the ball. They won up to this year to against the same team. So yeah, that was probably the highlight of the weekend was that game.
It was the same team. Yeah, about that.
Yeah.
I would like to see the all 22 though at practice of like them running
that play
with no defense.
Yeah, I want to see it.
Yeah, what was the goal? And we'll never get to see it. That's such a bummer. How'd we do last week?
3-1, both of us. We had the same four picks. We were way too confident in the Giants, and the Jaguars didn't really deserve to cover, but they did.
Yeah, it's a brilliant cover by the Jaguars. Absolutely brilliant to get the game back down to 7 when you're down 10 late in the game. You got to get a field goal and touchdown at some point. Who cares which is first? And yeah, the Giants, we were wrong about that. We got that one wrong. Daniel Dimes looked horrific. They absolutely never had a chance. Absolute slaughter.
Yeah, I don't agree with them. First of all, they deferred when they won the toss, which I think was stupid because they're a team all year that they obviously overachieve. They don't have a good roster at all, but they are not built to play from behind in any way. And this was only going to happen if Jalen Hurts wasn't completely healthy. He looked like he was fine and completely healthy. So, yeah, I thought the Eagles would start out a little slow and let the Giants hang around a little bit, being the third time that they played. But that was not the case, and the Giants were never going to cover or win a game in the 30s. So, yeah, great year by the Giants. We were greatly, greatly overestimated their chances in this game, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Successful week. Successful year for New York. Yeah. You know, whatever. It did get me to a point. I didn't think the Eagles were a real threat. I thought for sure they were going to lose at some point before the Super Bowl. And now, after that, whatever they did to New York, where it's halftime, we're kind of bored watching an NFC Elite Eight game. Now I'm a little afraid of them. So 3-1 last week for us. Let's start with the NFC, I guess. That game's first. So San Francisco heads to Philadelphia, 2-point spread, 2.5. Eagles by 2.5 right now. Is that right?
Correct. That's what I'm saying. 46.
Eagles
and a
by
half.
2.5. These two teams are, it's really hard to argue that they're not the two best teams in the NFC. They have been for the greater part of the season. Jalen Hurts, MVP candidate, finalist. They released the 5 finalists. You got 4 QBs and Justin Jefferson. And Brock Purdy, last pick of the draft. And he just keeps finding a way. He looks a little more vulnerable, I feel like, every game I watch him. He struggled a little bit in the Cowboys game, but at the same time, they just find a way when it really matters. And it does feel like he has good chem with Kittle and Ayuk and Debo and whatnot. I've gone back and forth in this game all week. Monday, love the Niners. Tuesday, Wednesday, love the Eagles. It's Thursday now. I think I'm back on the Niners. I don't know, would you like to try to convince me either way?
I think these are the two best rosters in the NFL overall, if you just look at every single position. I think the 49ers have the best defense in the NFL. I think the Eagles have the best offensive line in the NFL. I've been waiting for this game in the NFC. It felt like this was destined. Obviously, the AFC had the Bills in it as well. There was some wild cards like the Chargers, even the feisty Jags, but this always seemed like it was going to come down to these two teams, and I am excited. The way they play is very similar. They both run the ball, have great offensive and defensive lines. They both have a ton of weapons. The Eagles have one of the best, probably the best wide receiver room in the NFC. The Niners have the best tight end in the NFC, along with Debo and Ayuk, and the best running back in the NFC. So this is going to be an awesome game. I hope it lives up to the hype. I also go back and forth because I have a 49ers future. I thought the 49ers were going to win the Super Bowl the majority of the year. But then I think about Brock Purdy going into the link, and he wasn't very good against the Cowboys. He tried to turn it over a few times. Diggs dropped a pick. He had another one that got tipped that could have been picked. And the Cowboys defense is very good. The Eagles defense is very good as well. So I think the difference in the game is going to be Jalen Hurts at home versus Brock Purdy. And I just can't take Brock Purdy on the road in the NFC Championship. I mean, he has to lose at some point.
You would think so. Yeah, you would think so. These two quarterbacks have met before. Wasn't exactly getting the publicity this week like Baker or Mahomes' college game once got. But 42-41, Iowa State, Oklahoma. Jalen Hurts up big in that game. 42-21. Brock Purdy leads it back 3 touchdowns in the fourth. They go for 2 at the death. Close to it. They don't get it. 42-41 final. Jalen Hurts wins. It's a cool storyline. I do agree the Eagles have the edge at quarterback. The wide receivers, to me, they feel about even. A.J. Brown throwing that fit on the sidelines, being up 24, I feel like is concerning, different.
Weird move.
Great, solid tight ends on really all four teams left. Kittle is definitely right up there with Kelce, cream of the crop. But Hayden Hurst and Dallas Goedert, both pretty good as well. The Eagles' defense, the way they were talking to the Giants at the coin toss makes me feel that they're very confident. I mean, that's supposed to be a, hey, good luck, brother, bring it in. We just got done singing the anthem, and they're just like screaming at them about how they're going to kill them all game. And then they went out there and did. That feels concerning. I don't know if you can do that to the Niners.
No, different team.
I think that San Francisco's front seven is going to pose a problem for the Eagles if they can't throw the ball down the field. The Niners have been vulnerable when it comes to those long passes, but I don't really believe in the Eagles' running backs.
No.
I think when you look at their body of work over the last 2 months, that part of their game hasn't been awesome. It hasn't been as good as it was at the beginning, and they didn't play a ton of good teams outside of the Cowboys with Minshew. It was an easy schedule down the stretch. We said that about the Eagles all year. Well, they might go undefeated because their schedule's so easy. Who are they actually going to lose to? I think the Niners are going to come in there and kind of throw something at them that they haven't seen before, or at least in a while. And McCaffrey, I feel like, is a game changer. Everybody keeps saying Hurts is the X factor, but I think with CMC, with all the different ways they're using him, they're putting him in the slot, like he's Edelman now, and the creativity of Shanahan. I do think both these coaches are awesome. I am going to take the Niners, though, with the 2.5. I just think that they're the better team. It would definitely create a situation where, like, leading up to the Super Bowl week, like, are we going to put Jimmy G in? We always said Brock Purdy, for him to come out, he would have to still be winning, and it wouldn't feel like that's happening. But if it looks like it did last week again, I could see them talking about that. You think there's any chance that happens?
I don't know. I could see him being active, like in case Brock gets hurt or he just comes out and like throws a couple picks or something. Obviously, they have to get there first. But yeah, I mean, it's 2 more weeks off. They acted like he kind of had a chance to be active this game until his x-rays came back. I don't know how seriously different they were than what they expected to see, but yeah, I mean, I could definitely see him being active because right now, if Brock Purdy goes out, I don't even who's their backup. I don't even know.
I don't know.
I mean, Trey Lance is done.
Josh Johnson.
Yeah, is Josh Johnson. Right? Yeah, legend. Played for every team in the NFL. Broncos legend from last season. But yeah, I'd say you probably want to have a little banged up, rusty Jimmy G over Josh Johnson for this offense if you're playing in the Super Bowl. So definitely think that he will be active if they make the Super Bowl, but I do not think that he will be starting.
Yeah, it's a good point. Just having him out there, it does feel like it would be helpful. Having him available, I should say. How do you think that game's going to go? You think it's going to be low scoring, like Cowboys, Niners?
Yeah, I think it'll be very similar to the Cowboys and the Niners. Pretty low scoring. Honestly, the team that scores first probably has a really good chance to win. Neither one of these teams are really built to come from behind. I think the Eagles probably have a better – if there's a team down 14-0 that's going to come back and win in this game, I'd say it's probably the Eagles and not Brock Purdy. But, yeah, I expect a very similar game that we just saw in Dallas and San Francisco, probably in the 22-17 range, something like that. Both these offenses obviously have playmakers, but I just respect both these defenses way too much. 49ers linebackers and front seven are insane. Like you said, their corners are their one weakness. They have had some wide receiver ones go off against them this year. So maybe some A.J. Brown overs, especially after that fit he threw last week. They'll probably be trying to force him the ball early, keep him in the game. So probably take some
A.J. It is typically how it works.
Probably take some A.J. Brown overs in this game. But yeah, I'm excited for this game. I wish that one was on. I feel like when we were kids, they'd do one on Saturday and one on Sunday. Maybe I'm completely making that up.
No, I always remembered it as like 3 and 6:30 or so.
I always thought it was Sundays. One and one. I always thought there was like a day where you knew one team that was going to the Super Bowl, and then you had to wait till the next day to find out who they were playing.
You could be right. That'd be awesome. I would much prefer.
Yeah, they should definitely do at least one of these on Saturday, but it will make for an awesome Sunday. So.
It felt like when we were waiting for the Bengals to start at 3, because we're so used to NFL starting at 1, like we were waiting an eternity for the game to start. Now we got to wait till 6:30 this week. A.J. Brown's receiving total is 70.5, by the way. That's lofty. Devontae Smith, 66.5. The Niners don't have a player over 52 yards. Hurts is favored to beat Brock Purdy in passing yards by 30. I kind of expect it to be a little more than that. When you think about this game, you try to envision it. Who do you think is scoring it? A player that's going to score a touchdown.
I mean, McCaffrey is the easy answer. I think A.J. Brown.
McCaffrey's odds.
I think A.J. Brown's going to
score. The lowest they've been since he's been on the – he had the first game with the Niners where he got traded and you didn't really know if he was going to play. I believe he scored that week. But minus 130 for CMC is the lowest it's been since he's been – the running back there, and that is absurd. It's Derrick Henry-esque.
Yeah, he was like minus 200 last week, and he scored, obviously.
Yeah.
Kittle's been like on fire, too. But yeah, I think A.J. Brown and McCaffrey score.
Yeah, A.J. Brown plus 155, Kittle plus 185. Best value play here is probably Ayuk or Juwan Jennings at plus 270 and plus 650, respectively. I got to say, Juwan Jennings, my guy, I've loved him ever since he torched the Rams like last week of the regular season last year. He finds a way. That would be my player prop lock for this game, Juwan Jennings over 21.5 receiving yards.
I've taken his his catches are always 1.5. I've taken it like 5 straight weeks. I think it's hit every time.
Yeah, he's going to be involved. I don't know why they don't adjust to it. He's not out there every play, and that if you've ever watched a game with me and there's been props involved, I always say like it's the worst thing in the world when you have somebody and they're just not out there. They're just doing something else. So he's not going to be out there, so that part is scary, but he'll get it. I like CMC anytime second half touchdown score also, by the way, for anybody that likes to get really crazy. Plus 200. I don't think he gets in the first half. I see it in the second half, just like last week. AFC championship game. So you're taking the Eagles there. We're on opposite sides.
Yeah, we'll go head to
head. Just be clear.
Yeah, I'll
take cool. We're going head to head. And in your birthday present, you do have Eagles Bengals.
Yeah, it's alive. How's my soccer bet looking?
Oh, it's alive. They haven't played yet.
Oh, great. Everybody's still on it.
Yeah, well, it's February 14th when the Champions League resumes. There's 16 teams left, and you get that home-and-home total score. Mbappe did have 5 goals the other day. He's hot. Messi's rejoined the team. Neymar's healthy. We like PSG to win the Champions League title over here. For anybody interested, it's plus 850. It's basically free. But, yeah, and then you need the Bruins and the Celtics. So I don't feel as good about the Celtics now.
They both have the best record in the league.
The rest of those were like plus 850, plus 400, plus 350. That Super Bowl matchup was 23-1.
Should have just bet that.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to happen. Maybe. Not if I have anything to say about it, though. Okay, so you're on the Eagles, I'm on the Niners. AFC Championship game. Same thing we saw last year. In fact, this whole weekend is kind of familiar. Three of four teams in the Final Four were here
only one didn't get back.
LA Rams, they almost got there.
Almost there.
They almost got
inches away.
A few bad breaks.
They brought Baker Mayfield in a few weeks later. They'd probably be here.
Oh, man. Yeah, they sure would. Boy, is he good. But, yeah, Arrowhead, or as Mike Hilton calls it, Burrowhead, will host the AFC title. There will be no neutral site. It is Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes. It's hard to imagine the NFL getting much better than this. This game's going to be fantastic. The Bengals absolutely dominated the Bills last week. I loved the Bengals last week. I was very surprised by the way that game went. I couldn't believe how it seemed so hard for the Bills to get first downs. That was the most surprising part of the game to me. But they're here. The Bengals defense, once again, is quietly carrying them throughout this playoff run. But the offense looks a lot better this year. Burrow's been fantastic. The receivers are great. Even Joe Mixon is out there just getting it done when you need him to. And then you have the Chiefs, who had a bye, and then they play the Jags, and it looked like Patrick Mahomes' leg broke in half at the time.
Yeah, very gross. Glad they showed it. Glad they showed it 100 times. Very gross play. Thought he was done for sure, at least for that game, and probably for the rest of the season. Same thing. Tony Pollard's looked like exactly the same, and he broke his fibula, so I don't really know what happened in Patrick Mahomes' leg, but... Yeah, you've seen all the clips this week of him on the practice field and him walking off the stage. Seems to be walking okay. I know it's completely different when you get out there and you're running and you have 300-pound men chasing you trying to kill you. So that's the main storyline the whole week. The reason the line has bounced back and forth, the reason that the Chiefs got all the way up to +2.5. So that's obviously the biggest factor in this game. I think he's obviously going to be out there. I think he's going to be okay, but he probably can't have those runs that really make him the best quarterback in the league, because obviously he's great at passing the ball and staying in the pocket and all that, but his mobility is what really takes him over the edge. So that is a big deal if he can't do that, or at least can't do it at 100% level.
Yeah, it is. And I said before, he's the hardest quarterback to sack, but he's not if he can't move. You know, that's just part of football. And Joe lately, with the way he's been stepping up in the pocket instead of trying to step out of the pocket, has drastically changed the way this Bengals offensive line and their troubles have looked. I mean, the Bengals had one sack last week. That is crazy impressive with three offensive linemen out. They're probably going to have three out again, maybe two. I know Alex Kappa was seen without a walking boot, something to monitor. But yeah, the Mahomes injury it seems like we've seen it in sports so many times. The star player, is he going to go? Is he not going to go? I feel like 80% of the time when it's up in the air, they go out there and they look fine. And I'm kind of operating as he's going to look fine. I was completely stunned, to say the least, when I looked at the line on Sunday night and saw that the Bengals were favored by a point. And as he has been shown at practice, walking around, seeming like he's okay, I mean, Chad Henne did come in and play, and that makes you skeptical of it, but he did come back.
99-yard drive.
I can't believe that the spread is one. I really can't.
I
think the Bengals are going to win, obviously. Spoiler alert. I just think the Chiefs should be favored by three.
I think it makes sense. I think a lot of it has to do with the Burrow being 3-0 versus Mahomes. Obviously, the Mahomes injury as well. The Bengals have kind of went from like the feisty underdog to like everybody's kind of on them now, which is be the only thing that I'd be concerned about taking the Bengals here. Yeah, I mean, I think that the Bengals roster is just better than the Chiefs, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, it just is. They're just the better football
team. Yeah. Which is insane, but, you know, the defense, like the emergence of Mike Hilton and the way that Hubbard and Hendrickson come off the edges. And that offensive line, I mean, they looked great last week.
I think
they blocked fantastically, especially in the run game.
I think I took the Bengals last week as well. I took Bengals money line as well. The storyline last week was the three offensive linemen, and that is a big deal. But we talked about it, that the Bills pass rush isn't very good, especially without Von Miller. I think the snow helped him out a lot too. It's obviously way harder to get off the ball and get to the quarterback if there's snow on the ground. So as far as the home field advantage went for the Bills, I think that kind of ended up screwing him a little bit. Not saying they would have won because they didn't look good at any aspect of the game, but I definitely think that hurt their entire game plan of getting after Burrow and their defensive line, which already isn't very good. The Chiefs do lead the AFC in QB pressures and QB hits. A lot of that is Chris Jones. So if you can take him out of the game, that's a big deal. But, yeah, the Bengals offensive line did still hold up, and they have a whole week playing together and practicing and getting a little healthier. So I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal either this week, but the Chiefs are definitely a step up in class than the Bills' defensive line.
Yeah, it is. I mean, this is the first time in the second time that Mahomes has been an underdog at home. The only other time came this season when the Bills did beat him there in an absolute classic. I don't know. I mean, I'm obviously going to take the Bengals, but I do hate taking things when I'm like, that line is wrong. Like, Mahomes is going to play. There's no way he just sits this game out and lets Chad Henne roll out there. And with that being the case, I mean, two and a half, I just couldn't believe it when I saw the Bengals were favored. And, yeah, it does feel like that, though, like that the Bengals are no longer that dark horse underdog, that now the world is – I'd be interested to see what FanDuel, BetMGM, all them say about how much money is on the Bengals compared to the Chiefs. But I do feel like when Sunday comes around, Patrick Mahomes active – a lot of money's going to go in on the Chiefs. So I would encourage, if you are a Bengals person, to probably wait until the last minute.
I think the Bengals are going to have like 75% of the tickets. They're just America's team right now. Joe Burrow, obviously, outside of probably establishing himself as the second best quarterback in the league, and although we talk about him being the best if he wins this game again, he's one of the most likable guys in the league. He's got an awesome personality. He just seems like a normal, totally chill dude.
Yeah, I mean, he's a hero.
Yeah, he's a great guy, better football player. I think the Bengals, like I said, they've over the last two playoff runs, they've transitioned to like the feisty underdog to like the class of the AFC if they win this game. I love the Bengals in this game. I think they're going to win. I think they're going to win like pretty easily, to be honest. I think they're just better than the Chiefs. If I'm playing devil's advocate, the only thing that I would say is there is that 3-0 record versus Mahomes. The Chiefs were up by a touchdown in the second half of all three of those games. It's not like they come out and got dominated. I think the Burrowhead shit is pretty disrespectful to the Chiefs, who have been the AFC like champions, hosted the last five AFC championship games. Going to be a lot of clips of the Chiefs players yelling Burrowhead into the camera if the Chiefs win this game, rightfully so. And the last thing, on a personal level, the Bengals roster is very likable. They have a bunch of awesome guys. I obviously have my own issues with T. Higgins. Seems like a cool guy, so that doesn't count. Eli Apple makes me want the Bengals to get slaughtered. I hope they get killed because of Eli Apple.
I thought you were about to go on some rant about Bengals fans, and I was going to get mad.
Well, that's more...
You know, when I hear the Bengals fan stuff...
There's a lot of annoying
Bengals
fans.
I think they're talking about me.
No, it's just... There's a lot of annoying Bengals fans, but there's a lot of annoying fans of every fan base, and we just happen to live by Cincinnati.
Yeah.
If we lived in Pittsburgh, there'd be a shit ton of annoying Steelers fans. If we lived in Kansas City, there'd be a shit ton of annoying Chiefs fans. So there's a lot of annoying Bengals fans around this area, but that's the local team. It's something you got to deal with, just like... There's a ton of annoying Louisville fans. There's a ton of annoying Kentucky fans. It's just whenever there's a sports team, there's going to be a ton of annoying fans for that team. But Eli Apple, man, I hope I'm going to bet the Bengals, and I want the Chiefs to win on Eli Apple getting toasted on the last play of the game.
I mean, you know, I don't agree with that at all. I'll say that I'm not like a huge Eli Apple fan. I'm not a huge Eli Apple. He's played pretty well lately. I know nobody wants to hear that, but he was benched, on the verge of getting benched, when Awuzie was healthy, and I do think that makes the Bengals even more lethal if they didn't lose what was going to be a Pro Bowl corner to an ACL injury in Cleveland. Their last loss, by the way, which was on Halloween. But Eli Apple, you know, Sauce Gardner, I believe, called him the Patrick Beverly of the NFL. That feels pretty accurate.
Yeah, it's very accurate. I just go to his replies every time, and there's always just clips of him getting. I mean, Cooper Kupp scored the game. Well, it's Cooper Kupp. You know, he did that to every corner in the league. But Cooper Kupp literally scored the game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl versus him. Less than a year ago.
Yeah, he did. that did happen.
That's not nothing. It wasn't even bad coverage. It was Cooper Kupp, but it's still funny. And the only Ravens touchdown.
Cooper Kupp, hard to guard.
The only Ravens touchdown they have, he was completely lost.
Yeah. And, you know, the Chiefs, they do pose some difficulties for opposing defensive backs. I wish that he wouldn't tweet all that stuff. What you just said is really, it's very well said. I can't really argue with it. Like,
they're like the most likable team with like the least likable player in the league also on the team.
Ever.
Like, who let him in this locker room?
It's you're not wrong, and you don't see a lot of his teammates supporting him when he gets on these Twitter wars.
With two games left. He's tweeting like they already won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I don't have much to say back to that. I do love just about all of them. I mean, they're a fantastic team. They're very likable. And, you know, I do feel like they felt heavily disrespected going into Buffalo this past week. The send those refunds, I'm glad that motivated them. I do.
Very stupid, though.
Actually, I don't hope they understand.
Yeah. They were throwing Jaguars.
I don't hope they understand because it worked.
There was Cincinnati Jaguars tickets. Yes. In Cincy being sold. Like, if they use that, that's awesome, but that was very stupid.
No, I mean, it sounded like they used it because they all were screaming after the game. But
if it worked, right? That's great coaching.
It's every – if the Pacers sneak in the playoffs this year, they sneak in, and they're the 8th seed, and they're playing the Celtics, and the Celtics are minus 7,000 to advance, the Pacers are going to have
second round
game 3 and 4 tickets for sale. And that's how they work. You know, it happened with the Cubs. You know, when the Cubs are in the DS, like, oh, maybe I can get up there in a couple weekends. For the NLCS, if it happens, those tickets are on sale. I didn't totally understand it, but I loved that it motivated them. And that video of Burrow doing that throw and twist, I mean, how cool is that?
Yeah, that was a very cool video.
It's a cool video. I was worried about the snow. I really was. I don't know. I've just seen so many games where Mixon gets 30 yards or something, and then that Panthers game happened, and ever since then I've kind of thought he was him. And, it turns out he is. You know, turns out he did indeed score it.
Did score it. I had him to score, but I needed Gabe Davis to score as well, and he never had a chance.
Oh, no. No receiver or running back on their team had a chance. So you shouldn't feel bad about picking the wrong guy. They were all the wrong guys.
That's true. I did have I had Josh Allen, too. I needed one more. I had Josh Allen, Chase, Mixon, and Gabe Davis. 3 out of 4 pays nothing.
Oh, wow. That's a work of art.
It almost was. And he threw it to Gabe Davis in the end zone, and it was nowhere close.
Yeah, I think the only Bills guy I had was Diggs. Yeah, and they did throw it to him in the end zone once, but Eli Apple, I don't know, something. He was doing something like I got him strapped in the back of my car. He's a little boy. And I hated to, but I had to agree with him, you know, because while really wanting the Bengals to win, I needed Diggs to score, and he sure didn't because Eli Apple had other thoughts.
He's got a lot of thoughts out there.
He's got a lot of thoughts, man. Okay, so we're both on the Bengals. That feels strange. I thought for sure you were going to take the Chiefs today.
Nope.
I really did. Wow.
Bengals, Eagles, Super Bowl.
We've come a long way.
Destined.
We've come a long way.
The Bengals.
Bengals, Niners, Super Bowl, which I predicted before the playoffs. But Eagles wouldn't hate to see it.
As a Bengals fan, who would you rather play?
Ooh, good question. I'd rather play the Eagles.
I think they're pretty similar. I think the 49ers roster is a little better, but I trust the Eagles' offense more.
The Niners have just been in this spot. I know the Chiefs have too, but in this Final Four gray area, in the Super Bowl, not in the Super Bowl, so many times over the last 5 years, it feels like. And yeah. I respect the coach so much, and their star power is crazy, and I do think their quarterback is weak. But you give Shanahan 2 weeks to prepare for what you do. I think the Eagles are more likely to kind of be partying, having a parade about getting there versus the Niners.
That's fair. They've never been there before. Well, I mean, some of them have. But a lot of guys on the roster weren't on that Nick Foles team.
Yeah, and I don't know. For some reason, I just feel like the Eagles are easier to stop when you have 2 weeks to prepare than all the different things.
Yeah, Shanahan's running scheme is kind of can't really prepare for it.
Yeah, the Bengals haven't, you know, they had to deal with that with the Ravens a little bit, and J.K. Dobbins had a good game. The Bills cannot run the football.
No.
So we just didn't see that. And Josh Allen couldn't really, you know, he didn't make accurate throws. He wasn't awesome in that game, to say the least, but I don't know.
Yeah, he definitely deserves
either way.
He deserves a lot of slander. It's going to come out that he's been hurt the last 2 months because they kind of have to, because that's what happens. Anytime a star player doesn't play well down the stretch, it's going to come out that he never got right from that Jets injury and he needs a minor surgery on his shoulder, all that. But the Bills set it up, their roster up, to where he literally has to be Superman or they can't do anything. Like, they have no run game. Their offensive line is decent to bad. They have Diggs, who's very good, and they have Gabe Davis, who shows up like once every 4 weeks to do something. And then it's like Colt.
When he does,
yeah.
though.
Yeah, when he shows up, he's really good, but he just never really shows up. They need to be in the one of the many teams that need to be on the DeAndre Hopkins trade that's going to happen.
Some fun facts about this weekend. So the Super Bowl hypothetical lines are all out. Every single matchup is a 1-point spread.
Yeah, I mean, these are the best four teams. They're all extremely close, extremely even teams. It's probably both the games will probably come down to who makes the big mistake and versus who doesn't make the big mistake, like whether that be a fumble or a bad coaching decision or whatever. But these teams are all too good to make mistakes against, and they're all going to make plays. They're all going to be great on defense at times. So it's all going to come down to, what football comes down to 90% of the time, the turnover battle.
Yeah. Yeah. Bengals Niners is the least likely Super Bowl, 3.5-1. Chiefs Eagles is the most likely, 2-1. Bengals Eagles plus 230, Chiefs Niners plus 320.
I got Bengals Eagles at
current Super Bowl MVP. Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. I kind of hunted that one out. Yeah, I saw it. Super Bowl MVP favorite currently is Jalen Hurts at plus 290. Mahomes and Burrow have the same odds at plus 330. And the fourth most likely MVP of the Super Bowl is Brock Purdy at 6.5-1.
What's George Kittle?
George Kittle is... Where are you, George Kittle? Well, he's not on the first page. 55-1.
That's going to be my pick if the Niners make it to the Super Bowl.
CMC is the most likely non-quarterback. Makes sense. 17-1, followed by Jamar Chase, 24-1. Kelce and Debo, both 28-1. And A.J. Brown, 35-1. It's tough. If they have to catch the ball to score, I feel like they're kind of already out.
Kittle could have, four catches for 100 yards and 2 touchdowns. If he gets some of those plays where he just gets in space and nobody can bring him down.
Everybody remembers the year I had Damian Williams and was robbed.
Yeah, he was absolutely robbed. Just like James White was robbed in that 28-3 comeback. He had like 5 touchdowns.
James White.
Absolutely
100%
robbed.
100% robbed. Absurd.
If the game-winning touchdown, like four like other that. Touchdowns and a 2-point conversion. Like, yeah, we'll give it to Brady. I mean, Brady.
When you can point to precedent like that, there's nothing that can happen. Like, if CMC scored, Joe Mixon, one of these running backs, scored 3 rushing touchdowns, and the quarterback could do nothing the whole game, threw for 80 yards and 2 picks, and they won 21-17 or something, then it might go to the running back. Probably still won.
I think the only 3 in the last, 15 years was Malcolm Smith and the slaughter of the Broncos. Because Russ didn't have to do anything. Edelman in the 10-3 game versus the Rams because there was no points scored. And Von Miller because Peyton Manning didn't do anything.
Yeah.
I think that's the only 3 non-quarterbacks.
Jared Goff was close to getting that Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah.
Bad holding call.
He almost hit, who was it, Robert Woods in the end zone?
Yeah. Yeah, he wasn't very good. But
he's good
they
now.
Were in the Super Bowl.
He's good now. The prince that was promised.
He's kind of him. Yeah. Good for him. We got a lot of Jared Goff jerseys in the closet.
Yep.
Collecting dust. Okay. So, God. All right, we're going head to head, and then we're going with our orange and black. I'm very nervous. Feels like this has been the longest week of my entire life. Very excited to watch these games. College basketball, Cats, Kansas, Saturday.
Massive game.
Guess the line.
Cats minus three.
Cats by three?
Yeah, Kansas has lost three in a row. Cats are kind of back.
Kind of back, yeah. Watched the Vanderbilt game the other night. They looked very good. That's usually a sneaky, weird game for them, I feel like. But
they didn't have their best player.
Walk in the park, I feel like they kind of found the lineup.
Yeah, that five is like the most efficient five in college basketball.
It's hard to believe, but they are big, and they got a couple guys that can shoot, and Shibuya rebounding machine down there. Yeah, Kansas, God, they've looked pretty atrocious lately. They get nothing from that DeJuan Harris dude. It feels like Jalen Wilson or whatever just goes up, throws something up every time, and that's kind of all they got.
Yeah, they still have Grady Dick, though.
Grady Dick is kind of him.
Projected lottery pick, he's good. Grady Dick.
It is the... It is the SEC Big 12 Challenge that is going to take over TV screens across the world on Saturday with no NFL or college football. There are some good games. Tennessee and Texas, the battle of the drastically different shades of orange at 6. That's going to be fun. 10 versus 4. Cats, Kansas night show. The rest of the landscape is just terrible.
Yeah,
Arkansas at Baylor.
I don't know what happened to Arkansas.
That's pretty fun.
I thought Arkansas was the best team in the country after Maui.
Yeah, basically every team that left Maui's cursed.
Yeah, UConn, terrible now too. I don't know what's going on. I don't think anybody's really good. I think Alabama's good, but they didn't look good last night. And I still think Houston's good, even though they lost by one to somebody, Temple or whatever they lost to. But I don't think anybody's really
good. I did watch Houston last night, and they were fantastic.
Yeah. I think Houston and Alabama are the two best teams. Purdue's pretty good too, but... I still don't really trust Edie. I've been watching Edie for too many years to just declare him best player in the country now.
Yeah, they play Michigan tonight. That'll be interesting because Michigan's got some size. But, yeah, it is kind of like those two really big matchups, Texas, Tennessee, Kentucky, Kansas. There's not a lot else going on. Like Alabama at Oklahoma. You know, Oklahoma's horrendous. Auburn, West Virginia.
Auburn got killed at home last night.
West Virginia. Yeah, it's at West Virginia. They probably win that game. Louisville, Notre Dame.
Big one.
This is a big one for the Cards. The Cards are 2-18 now. It just progressively gets worse. 0-9.
You guys just
got a JUCO commit. This is a big one.
While we were on here.
It's a guard.
Yeah,
apparently, he averaged 25 points. It's a little better than that big man we got last week when we had a parade who averaged 2 points per game wherever he came from last. Hard to see him being a factor. But let me tell you a little bit about the Notre Dame Irish before the Cards go in there.
They're horrible.
In South Bend. They've lost four straight.
Dude, I bet Notre Dame like 10 times.
Boston College.
And they never win.
Boston College beat them twice by 7 and 12. Cards only lost by 10 last night. They were hanging at some or even saying they should have won. Looks like Notre Dame has won. ACC victory, and it came against Georgia Tech at home by one. Now, far be it from me to not call that impressive as a Louisville fan, because I think it is. But, this Notre Dame team is not very good. They are not a threat to make the tournament. They are 9-12. This could be a war. It's on ESPN2. You can't avoid this one.
Yeah, man, what time is this game?
12.
Right noon. Get your day started.
Get your day started with some primetime Cards hoops.
I get the Stooges. Eight hours before the Kentucky game.
Yeah, may have to show up. I don't know. I feel like they're going to win one more, and it's going to smack me in the face out of nowhere.
I don't think it's going to be Saturday.
Yeah, it's hard to see it coming on the road.
Yeah.
Especially with that fan base packing the Yum Center lately.
Yeah, I'll let you know who packed the Yum for. Give me 2 seconds.
We got on February 18th, they're honoring the 2013 team.
Clemson's like the best team in the ACC.
I'm just saying they're honoring the 2013 team that day. A better time for a win.
There will probably be
people there.
It has to be Saturday, February 4th at home versus Florida State.
Oh my God, what a war.
On a Saturday. Killed us. We gotta get back from Indy early so you can get to that game.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we gotta leave Pacers Kings and go straight there and start tailgate. Kansas State does play Florida on Saturday. It's kind of a cool game with Florida, Keontae Johnson, and all this stuff like on the floor playing his old school. It's a pretty cool matchup. It's kind of neat. And I think there's an awesome NBA. It is rivalry week in the NBA, if you didn't notice. But
sure is.
Lakers-Celtics at 8:30 on Saturday night on ABC.
It's officially time for the for basketball season to take over. Three football games
Knicks
left.
Nets 5:30 at ABC.
Wow, doubleheader. You can't have enough TVs this Saturday. Who needs football?
It's rivalry week. You truly can't have enough. You can't have enough. Yeah, Michigan State Purdue on Sunday. Yeah, not a lot going on. We're ready for football. I do think that Kentucky-Kansas game is going to be awesome, and I kind of think the Cats are going to win.
I hope it goes like last year's did. And then they calmly won.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you all kill them last year there?
Up 24 at half. Won by like 28. They won the...
That is insane.
They won the whole damned thing.
That's even more insane.
Yep, also slaughtered North Carolina last year.
They won the national championship.
Versus North Carolina.
Yeah, it's...
After being down 20.
It's a little hard to believe.
Yeah. Did not think they were very good.
Wow.
Should have been us.
Okay, yeah.
If it was with St. Peter's, it would have been Kentucky.
Yeah, it's a tough draw, man. I mean, what can you
do?
To
the Elite Eight.
You draw an Elite Eight team in the first round, that typically means that you're going to lose. Yeah.
How's that fair?
Yeah, it's totally unfair. Somebody asked me the other day what Louisville had to do to make it to the tournament. I think it was my boss, and I said horrible natural disaster would have to happen.
All you gotta do is win five games in a row in late February
in the ACC tournament.
Yeah,
yeah, I know. Five games in 5 days. That's why I said horrible natural disaster to knock out
to every other
basically
ACC
all those
team.
Teams. Yeah, except Notre Dame, and then the rematch.
Yeah, the championship match, first round. Every other team.
Nobody wants.
Every other team has been eliminated due to natural disaster. Notre Dame Louisville for the bid to the tournament.
Nobody wants that. I'm not cheering for that.
Yeah, that'll be a war.
I'm kind of over the Kitty Payne experience. He has indeed brought the pain, but just not to the opponents.
He did win those games though.
Yeah,
just not.
It's what,
not
that's what people
not
said.
These games, just those games.
The other games, yeah.
The other games where he wasn't the coach. He won those games.
Yeah, he won the hell out of them. He won them easily. People forget he recruited Julius Randle.
Yeah. And now he's an NBA All-Star.
Yeah, he is. He's gonna cook tonight. Okay. I think that wraps us up. Go Bengals, man. You just gotta get it done. Don't want it to end like this. Not against a terrible team like the Kansas City Chiefs, that's for sure, in their house. So yeah, it's going to be tough. We'll see what we can do. You got anything else?
No, I think that's it.
All right, let's get out of here. I got 6 hours before the Arizona Wildcats play. I got to start getting ready.
Okay, good idea.
See y'all next week. TTY out.